A girl named Isabella just won tickets to Ocean Way. That is Jack White, The Killers, and Sublime. So if you know an Isabella, hit them up. See if she needs a plus one. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On the show today, do you need a $500 toothbrush? For me, the answer is no, but I'll give you details coming up. People are dumb. The butt sniffer is back in Southern California. What's up with Florida? A guy robbed a weed van and didn't realize that perhaps there was a camera inside that pretty much caught everything. We have the 420 catch of the day. That's our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for the Ohana Festival. But right now, in the next hour, we have tickets for this.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
You're funny.
Had those guys almost Monday in the In-N-Out Burger sound space last night. Had a great time. They've got a new album coming out September 9th, and you can watch the entire sound space on the K-Rock YouTube channel on the 13th of September.
A burglar tried to take down the queen, breaking into the Queen of Weed van on Fort Myers Beach.
What's up with Florida? Details next on K-Rock. We have tickets to the Ocean Way. We want you to have them. The Killers, Jack White, Sublime, and more at the beach at Santa Monica on September 26th. Your chance to win in a little less than 25 minutes.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
A burglar tried to take down the queen, breaking into the Queen of Weed van on Fort Myers Beach.
This looks like a food truck, but it's for weed, the Queen of Weed. A 31-year-old named Zachary Jolly decided he wanted to rob it.
It's definitely not the way how the owner of Queen of Weed, Eugene Kennedy, wanted to start off his Monday on Fort Myers Beach.
Was a little bit damaged, just what we can do.
His business on Times Square broke it into Sunday.
Wait a minute, where's the queen? I want to talk to her.
Lee County deputies say 32-year-old Zachary Jolly used a blunt force method.
Yeah, take it easy. It's just a brick. Just broke the window with a brick.
Literally a brick to get inside, busting the driver's side window. After that, he helped himself to edibles, mushrooms, and vapes worth more than $7,000.
Wow, that's a lot of edibles and mushrooms and vapes. This guy's set for like a month. In Florida. He's set for like 2 days.
Deputies say Jolly used a garbage can to hold the goods.
All right, so the guy brings a garbage can to hold the goods, and then he takes it out, and they find a random guy on the street and ask him what he thinks about this robbery.
Seemed like a professional criminal, because he seemed like he knew exactly how to rob the truck.
But what Jolly didn't know, everything he did inside was caught on camera.
I mean, I feel like it's a weed truck. You should pretty much count on the cameras being everywhere they can be.
He had on a Margaritaville wristband, so deputies went over and paid him a visit.
Here are the cops knocking on the door and saying hi to Mr. Jolly.
Hey, Mr. Jolly. Need to talk to you.
Sure.
Yeah, step out for me.
What's going on?
Jolly stepped out, and let's just say his last name didn't match his mood when he was handcuffed by deputies.
See, because his last name is Jolly, and he got arrested, he wasn't happy about it.
The guy was here. They say, okay, I got it. In 15 minutes, 20 minutes. So it's very, very fast. This guy is very pronto.
I mean, they keep talking about how fast he did it, but it was just a van. Looked like a food truck. Not a tremendous amount of time needed to rob that.
The owner of Queen of Weed tell me that they did get their stolen items back, but as for Jolly, he is facing multiple charges. Reporting on Fort Myers Beach, I'm Muhammad Abdul-Khalwi, Gulf Coast News.
Hit it, guys!
Now everybody gather round and listen if you would. When I tell you every person needs a way of feeling good. Every kitty needs a ball of string and every dog a stick.
But all you need is a bag of weed to really get a kick. One, two, three, ho! A bag of weed, a bag of weed. Oh, everything is better with a bag of weed. Oh, you don't need that and you don't need speed because everything is better with a bag of weed.
We have passes for the Ocean Way Festival coming up in less than 10 minutes. Jack White, The Killers, Sublime, and more. Keep listening for your chance to win. It's coming up soon. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Hello, this is Carlos.
Hey, Carlos, you win.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much.
You are caller 20. You got passes to Ocean Way, which is The Killers, and Jack White and Sublime at the beach at Santa Monica on September 26th.
Awesome.
Congrats, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Do you need a $499 toothbrush? Some people say yes. We'll tell you about it next on K-Rock. It is the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Do you floss? 59% of Americans don't floss daily. And I got to be honest, that's me. And 20% don't floss at all. So the vacuum cleaner Dyson has a solve for all of us.
Dyson is brushing up on AI and putting a camera in your mouth.
The hell they are.
The company's launching a $499 toothbrush.
I'm sorry. I thought you said a $499 toothbrush.
That uses AI and a built-in camera.
It uses AI and a built-in camera? What are we doing here? Excavating? You're brushing teeth. How does this whole system work?
How does a camera-based AI toothbrush work?
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. So it uses a camera and also AI paired together. It's half toothbrush and half flosser.
Half toothbrush and half flosser.
So basically what it does is there's a little camera at the top and it's tracking in real time what it sees inside your mouth.
I'm just going to say, I assume not everybody is fully dressed when you're brushing your teeth. Maybe a camera on the toothbrush isn't a great idea.
Specifically narrowing in on the little gaps in between your teeth, which is known to develop plaque. And then it kind of targets this little propeller of liquid mouthwash.
A propeller of liquid mouthwash? What kind of rope and pulley situation is going on in my mouth?
Water into those areas to cut down on the plaque. It's certainly something we haven't necessarily seen before, but this is certainly a new take and a whole new category for Dyson.
Yeah, Dyson makes vacuums, no?
So that's super interesting. I mean, unsurprisingly, everyone is clicking on your story and reading about it.
Because dumb.
From a consumer tech perspective, very quickly, is $500 a lot? Is this the AI age of dental care?
A, $500 is a lot. B, why do we need AI for this?
Yeah, I mean, toothbrushes, cost maybe $5, $6? You can even get them at the dollar store. So really, it depends on what you're looking for.
I'm looking for a toothbrush that I don't have to take a loan out for.
Yes, this is very expensive, but Dyson has a knack, engineering company, obviously turning vacuums into premium devices.
Yeah, stay in your vacuum premium device lane.
This is something really interesting that's been rumored for quite a while.
Yeah, that's a strong no for me. The Butt Sniffer is back in Glendale. Details are coming up on K-Rock. More tickets to Ocean Way, Jack White, The Killers, Sublime at the beach at Santa Monica on September 26th. We've got your chance to win in just over 20 minutes. The Butt Sniffing Bandit is back.
Local police say a serial butt sniffing bandit is back.
A serial butt sniffing bandit is back. Also, what are we looking at here? Alliteration? All three B words?
He's already been arrested and jailed on the same charges before. So why can't law enforcement keep this chronic creeper from committing more crimes?
How many more C words can I use? Chronic creeper committing crimes.
The latest incident at a neighborhood grocery store was also captured on surveillance video, and we have it.
All right, calm down. Sounds like you have a half chub.
Eyewitness News reporter Tim Pulliam has the story from Glendale.
Take a look. The alleged butt sniffer is apparently back to his dirty deeds.
This dude is literally crawling around the floor, and when a woman gets close, he moves over. He never touches so far that I know of, but he tries to sniff the butt. The closer he can get, the better for him. Why can't we keep him in jail? I don't know.
This latest attempt caught on security video at Big Save Discount Store in Glendale.
This guy's crawling around the floors of Big Save Discount Store in Glendale.
Where Jimmy Coe is manager.
Billy Coe, the manager, he looks like he's 14.
I know he's harmless, but it's a weird fetish.
Also, I don't know that I'd rule harmless. I feel like people crawling around smelling butts is causing some harm.
In the video, the suspect's apparent obsession targeted toward the store clerk stocking shelves. Jimmy says this is the third time the man has done this at his store.
You can't put a picture up of the guy on the ground sniffing butts? Keep him out?
Crouching down like he normally would, and he'll just look around and then just trying to take the chance to sniff like any woman's butt.
He's not picky when it comes to booty.
First time I caught him, I was like, what is this guy doing? He looks creepy. You want to sniff butt? You could do sniff somewhere else.
Yeah, you tell him you want to sniff butt, you do it somewhere else.
Glendale police identified the suspect as Khalees Crowder after witnesses reported him doing something similar at another store the same day.
This guy can't be satisfied. He's crawling around on floors sniffing butts all day.
The 39-year-old was arrested for violating his parole. Crowder, a registered sex offender, was arrested last summer while out on parole for a similar incident he was accused of a few years ago.
So he was sniffing butts, and they took him to court, and then they put him on parole for sniffing butts. And then he sniffed butts again and violated his parole, and then he got back out and sniffed some more butts. I think you're up to date.
3 years ago, Michaela Witter captured this viral TikTok moment when the suspect approached her at this Glendale Barnes & Noble.
What are you doing?
I'm tying my shoes.
I'm tying my shoes.
I asked him what he was doing. He said he was tying his shoes, which he wasn't. He's just kind of behind me, what looks like he's smelling me from behind.
Last year, after his arrest, Crowder admitted to violating his parole and was sentenced to serve more than 100 days in jail.
Okay, so that worked.
And these latest attempts have landed the suspect back in jail under no bond.
But plenty of butt. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
What number?
20.
Am I still on?
Yes.
That means you win, my friend.
You're caller 20.
Wow.
I couldn't figure out what you were talking about at first. You're our winner.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I'm shocked. I literally second call and got through.
Nice. Fantastic. What's your name?
Tim.
Tim, you got tickets to Ocean Way, which is the Killers, Jack White, Sublime, and more at the beach at Santa Monica on September 26th.
Woo!
All right.
Yeah, buddy.
It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday in the afternoon. 420 catch of the day is on the way right now. It's time for Three Things at Four.
K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three Things at Four.
Number one, the serial butt sniffer strikes again.
A man dubbed as the butt sniffer has been arrested again for suspicion of inappropriate behavior at two Glendale stores. Surveillance footage from inside Big Save Discount Store shows 39-year-old Kalise Crowder bending down near customers.
Workers tell me this is actually the third time they've seen Crowder inside their store, but this time they decided to call police.
The first couple of times, I just thought he was a regular customer until I saw him just bending over and just behind a lady, and I was like, what are you doing that? That's interesting. So I checked the camera and to see how he was just sniffing a girl's butt.
Police arrested Crowder on Friday around 3:30. After reviewing this video and footage from another store. This is not the first time the convicted sex offender has been caught for inappropriate behavior.
Can they just lock this guy up forever, please?
That would be nice.
Yeah, that would be nice. Weird-ass ears. number two, viral social media soap opera known as Oreo Gate has taken the internet by storm. Here's more on that.
This morning, a viral debate about bringing Oreos to school is anything but black and white for many parents.
Ava came home really upset yesterday because one of the girls had Oreos in her lunch.
A series of posts set to music on Instagram showing what looks like a group chat among moms of five-year-olds at the same school. One mom, Michelle, says her daughter, Ava, came home upset after another child had Oreos in her lunchbox.
What?
Adding, we don't allow that kind of thing at home. And asking the other moms to stop packing Oreos, too.
What? I just wondered if we could agree not to send things like Oreos, chocolate, etc. So the kids aren't comparing lunches.
Another mom, Charlotte, firing back.
With respect,
I am not changing my daughter's lunch.
Because your daughter wants an Oreo.
Michelle writing, it's not about the Oreo. It's about children seeing other kids have things their parents don't allow. And
I gotta tell you, this is great.
This is amazing.
Feeling like they're missing out. One mom answering, that's literally just life, though. The saga extending over 17 posts, racking up millions of views. People taking sides had sparked a much bigger conversation about food restrictions and boundaries.
Oh my God, it's moments like this where I'm really glad that I don't have kids and
That's
have to
so
be involved
great.
In group chats. Like
I love
this.
That.
And number three, I think you're going to love this one, Kev. Portland just held its second annual parallel parking competition on Sunday.
Did not see
where
this.
Where 94 drivers competed and more than 200 people showed up to watch them squeeze into a spot. Drivers were scored on speed, distance from the curb, and vehicle length. Hitting a curb or one of the cars meant disqualification. The whole thing started as a joke between two friends last year, but this year it became a full-on event with a drag queen, a meteorologist, and a Portland Transportation Parking Officer serving as judges. The grand the grand prize was a tiny toy Subaru spray-painted gold and glued to a wooden trophy. Portlander Kyle Kaufman took it home after winning the championship round with an especially fast parking job. So keep Portland weird, indeed. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-R-O-K. K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is a song that came out in 1978 from the Ramones, Road to Ruin. I Want to Be Sedated. The Offspring has been playing it live in concert for so long. Here's what they say. We've been playing this live on tour, so we thought we'd record you a proper studio version. So this is the Offspring, I Want to Be Sedated, the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Is it sacrilege to say I like that one better? It's I Want to Be Sedated by the Offspring, the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Every day, just after 4:30, we do What's Your Story?
And we are going to have your three-day passes to Ohana Fest to win. You'll see Pearl Jam, Bad Religion, Fontaine's DC, and many more.
If you are the best caller, coming up next hour. We're going to start that in about 10 minutes on K-Rock. It is time for What's Your Story? We have three-day passes for the Ohana Fest for you if you tell the greatest story.
Okay. And I brought this in for Three Things at Four. I knew that you would love this.
Yes.
Portland just held its second annual parallel parking competition on Sunday. 94 drivers competed. More than 200 people showed up to watch them squeeze into a spot. Drivers were scored on speed, distance from the curb, and vehicle length. Hitting a curb or one of the cars meant disqualification. The whole thing started as a joke between two friends last year, but this year it became a full-on event with a drag queen, a meteorologist, and a Portland Transportation Parking Officer serving as judges. And the grand prize was a tiny toy Subaru spray-painted gold and glued to a wooden trophy. So a guy named Kyle Kaufman took it home after winning the championship
round.
That's
the greatest trophy of all time.
I think so.
I love that so much.
It would be my most treasured prize, for sure.
You know that's one of my things, my talents that no one cares about. I'm obsessed with it. Last night, I parallel parked and the guy in the car behind me was still in the car, and I was half hoping for like a little
a little,
hey, that was amazing.
Nice
thumbs
job,
up.
Something. Yeah.
No one cares. Zero people care.
I appreciate it.
So that is what we're looking for. Your biggest talent that nobody else cares about. 800-520-1067 for your calls and your texts.
You know something that I'm proud of that I do?
What?
I can get in and out of the bathroom. If I have to pee, I'm in and out of there in about one, like under a minute.
How's that possible?
I'm on a mission. I get in there.
You start peeing on your way?
I get it going. I just get in there because I don't know a lot of the times what women are doing in the bathroom. I really don't know what's happening in there.
Right.
So something I like to get in there, get it done, and get out. I don't want to be spending overtime in the bathroom. So that's something.
Less than a minute is
less than a
something.
Minute. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. So
and
that's
no one applauds you when you come
no
out.
No one cares.
They don't care.
Absolutely no one cares. So we will have your 3-day passes to Ohana Fest. It is going down at Doheny State Beach September 25th through 27th for the best caller text.
Your biggest talent that no one else cares about. 800-520-1067. What's your story on K-Rock? Your biggest talent no one cares about.
323 said, after discovering my superpower, I started finding the perfect album for every drive. It starts when everyone is in the car and it ends when we park. I get excited, but no one high-fives me. I love this. I appreciate it.
Do you have a talent no one cares about?
808 says, I can get through a crowd faster than anybody else. I'm teeny tiny. I tell my boyfriend to hold on to my shirt, and then I duck and weave.
You love it.
This is very useful.
Yes, it is.
I want to go to a concert with you.
It is What's Your Story, and the topic today is your biggest talent no one cares about.
And for the best call or text, we got your 3-day passes to the Ohana Fest. You're going to see Pearl Jam, Bad Religion, Fontaine's DC, Billy Idol, and more.
If you have a story or text, 800-520-1067. Your biggest talent no one cares about?
Yeah, so my talent no one cares about is I'm really good at catching snakes.
You're good at catching snakes?
Oh, my God.
So one time I was out with my buddies, and there was a giant rattlesnake across the road. So I caught the rattlesnake, had it in the hand, and then a car full of gangsters pulled up and started asking us where we were from. And so my buddy said, why don't you ask the guy with the snake? So I walked out with a rattlesnake. The gangsters screamed in horror and pulled out and took off.
The gangsters screamed in horror. Here's your story.
So you caught a rattlesnake with your bare hands?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God. And you scared away all those gangsters.
Who ran away screaming in horror.
Yes.
K-Rock, hello.
I think being able to spit really far.
You can spit really far.
What's your farthest distance, you think?
I'm going to guess and say like 30 feet.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
30 feet.
Santa Monica Pier, like just launching it.
Do you spend a lot of time spitting?
I think it's just kind of fun.
Do you ever use your talents in the bedroom?
You can ask my old lady.
K-Rock, hello.
I'm really good at 12 children. Looking at an actor and saying, okay, if this other person and this other person had a love child, that's who it is. I'm amazing at it.
Wait, explain that again?
We watch the television. See somebody on there, you're like, they kind of look like this person. They kind of look like this person.
Right.
But I'm the one who's like, okay, if this other actor and this other celebrity had a kid, that's exactly how they would look.
Okay.
I don't think that's a thing.
I don't either, but I'm kind of into this.
No, it is absolutely a thing. I'm amazing at it. I bat 1,000 on this one. Okay?
Wow. And who's the judge? Just you?
Who is the judge?
Look it. If you usually me and my boyfriend, you know, in the living room watching a program.
Yeah, that's not a thing. It's not. That's not a thing that you're talented at.
He thinks maybe I'm. He won't admit it. He won't admit I'm the best and that he's terrible at it. He tries to do the same thing.
I'd like to talk to him separately. All right. You have a talent that no one cares about. That's the topic today. 800-520-1067. Every day at this time, we do What's Your Story? And today it is your biggest talent no one cares about.
949 said, not really a talent, but in seventh grade, I drank a whole cup of water using only a fork to scoop it out. Every time I tell someone, they just give me a blank stare. Yep, that sounds about right.
Your biggest talent nobody cares about.
All right, 310 says, I have no friends or relatives from Iceland, and I don't live there, but I can speak fairly solid Icelandic. I'm also kind of a big deal at Wii Bowling.
I'm making an offer that you cannot deny. You won't be laughing when I'm making you cry. Oh, I hear the please get louder. You son of a bitch, you're gonna beg and cower. You cannot deny.
don't be laughing when I'm making you cry. Oh, I had to please get louder. You son of a bitch, you're gonna buy.
It is K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. Every day at this time, we do What's Your Story? Today's stories are your biggest talent that nobody cares about. You have one of those?
I do. My second toe is longer than my first toe.
Same.
And, yeah, you know what that means? You're sexy and intelligent. That's what my dad said, anyway.
So, okay.
Anyway.
I'm sorry. That's what your dad said?
What?
Well, no. I mean, but he had the same toe. So,
oh, gotcha.
You know.
Okay.
But anyway. So I can braid hair with my toes. I can do a mean pinch, and it's not like people don't appreciate it or don't care about it. It's just they don't like me to do the.
They don't want your feet near them.
Of course they don't like it.
Kinda, yeah.
It's awful. K-Rock, hello.
I can teach cats what it's like to fly.
You can teach cats what it's like to fly?
Yes.
Do you just throw them?
They don't like to be picked up. No. It's actually a very nice thing. The cats like it. They get really surprised. If the cat's head is to your left arm and tail end to your right arm, you just stick your right hand right in front of the back legs, your left hand right underneath the front legs, and you lift them up. And the little paws in front stick out like Superman. The little legs in back stick out like Superman.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What it's like to fly.
I can't picture any part of your story. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, Kevin.
Hi there. Your biggest talent no one cares about.
I know all the area codes in the country. I can tell you what state an area code is.
Okay, so what's 424?
424 is, that's L.A.
What's 760?
That's Hesperia.
What's 928?
928 to Arizona.
What's 808?
That's San Diego.
808 Hawaii.
Oh, that's Hawaii. That's right. I was wrong. Oh, my God.
Wow.
I'm kind of impressed.
Like Florida. 904 is Florida. You got 912 is Georgia. You got 212 is New York.
I am so bored.
Same.
K-Rock, hello. You have a talent no one cares about.
I'm really good at throwing paper into wet waste baskets and playing office basketball in a chair. I'm the Michael Jordan of that.
I was waiting for
that. I never miss. And I'm a terrible basketball player.
Well, and then what makes you good in a chair in an office?
I don't know. The paper loves me or the basket or something. But I win every time we play.
How many times do you play a week?
Like once a week with two other guys.
Have you ever made any money doing this?
No, we don't bet. We just throw like five or six at a time until our boss yells at us.
Listen, put some money on it. If you're that good, put some money on it.
I will.
All right.
I'll call you guys back.
Send us our 25%.
You got it, Kevin.
All right. Whose dad told her she was sexy?
Yeah. That's Laura.
Laura. Hey, Laura.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
We are doing well, thank you. Yours is exactly what we were looking for. You're proud that you can do that with your toes. And not only do people not care, they're actively against it.
Yes.
Yeah, no one wants my feet in their hair.
Right.
You seem genuinely bummed about it, and that makes me even more happy. So
yeah, and I do weekly pedicures too, and I still don't get a lot of action on my toes.
No one wants your toes in their hair, even if they're even if they're taken care of.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, think about it. I mean, you want toes running through your hair?
No, absolutely not.
Mm-mm. Well, Laura, we are going to send you to the Ohana Fest. You just won 3-day passes.
Awesome. That is so awesome. I appreciate
it. Don't
so
bug
much.
People there with your feet.
No pinching with your toes, Laura. Damn it.
You will have another shot tomorrow in the 5 o'clock hour during What's Your Story to win those 3-day passes to Ohana Fest. It is K-Rock.